Well, our opening hymn mentioned many things that God has made and given to us to look after or for our enjoyment. But there's something that God has given us that was not mentioned. I wonder if you can guess what it is from the following clues. It is everlasting. Money can't buy it. It is our most precious possession, and yet we often abuse it. From the moment we are born, we seek it. But when we find it, we are apt to take it for granted. And the more we give it away, the more we have left. What is it? Love, that's right. It wasn't mentioned in those words in that first song, was it? I don't know about older folk, probably applies to us as much as to young folk, but if you lend somebody something, perhaps toys, and a friend didn't use it properly, broke it, I wonder how you'd feel. Perhaps you'd take it back. Perhaps you'd hit them and not lend them anything again. Sometimes, of course, children and adults can argue and be unkind and destructive. And we can all spoil the things that God has given to us. And God sees us spoiling what he has given to us. We've seen a lot in the papers, haven't we, about plastic and all the waste that's polluting the earth, for instance. But in that sort of way, in many other ways, when we spoil God's work, the world, it makes him feel upset, and I dare say angry. And he could, if he wanted, to take those gifts away. But he doesn't. And that's because he loves us so much. Even when we're not nice, he sometimes hates what we do. But he never, never hates us. God loves us so much. And we must love one another just as he has loved us. We must be good friends to one another at all times.